The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. Say the Lel Yom HaKippurim, Sifim Aleph to Sif Hei. Sif Aleph. Demdina Yiselu, these countries, Noigin Kaidim Kol Nidre, before Kol Nidre is said, Maitzi HaGodol Shepakol Sefer Torah, the Choshev person of the Koral takes out the Sefer Torah, Umesavev Amo Imoi Saviv HaBima, and he circles the Bima while he's holding the Sefer Torah, V'anoshim Mechabkin Umenashkin as a Sefer Torah, and people hug and kiss the Sefer Torah, Mavakshin Mechila Uslicha, and they ask for forgiveness. Amash Pogmu Bekovet HaTorah, in case they Chalila were lax in the Kovet of Torah that they should have given. Makablin Olein Me'ayoyim Ve'elich Laleches Bedarkon, and they accept upon themselves from today on to go in the way of the Torah. Yo'aymim Shisha Pa'amim HaPasuk Or Zerua, and they say six times the Pasuk Or Zerua L'tzadik L'shalev Simcha. Yo'aymim HaSefer Torah Eitzel HaShatz Mi'yaminoi, and the person stands with the Sefer Torah next to the Shliach Tzibur. Yo'ayd Echad Mechashuv Yaakov Oymed Etzlem Mismailoi. So the one holding the Sefer Torah is on the right, and another important member of the Kol is standing to the left of the Chazan. Gamkin in Sefer Torah, also holding a Sefer Torah. V'aymim shloishdan, and three of them, they all say, B'yeshiva shalmalo, B'yeshiva shalmata, as the Nusach is in Kol Nidre. V'ashat soymeh, the Shat says, Kol Nidre gimel pa'amim b'nigan ha'yidua. The Shliach Tzibur says, Kol Nidre three times with the known tune. V'yesh l'chol adam loymeh mashat b'lachash, and everyone should say, Kol Nidre, the words together with the Shliach Tzibur in an undertone. Yesh lahaschil kol nidre ba'oid yoyim, a person should say kol nidre while it's still day, ulahamshech bayad alayla, and the saying of the kol nidre should extend until it already becomes dark. Ulaachan sha'amar ashatz baruch uva'anu baruch, and after Shliach Tzibur says baruch es Hashem amvayach v'mariv, and the kol answers baruch Hashem amvayach, machzinas es sefer Torah laheichol, the sefer Torah brought back to the Aron Kodesh. The Chayzalim Kaimim, they go back to their place. Ubishabis, and on Shabbos, Yachal Lachzalim Kaimim B'tchilas Mizmashil Yom HaShabbos. The Sefer Torah can be put back when they start Mizmashil Yom HaShabbos. I want to talk more about Kol Nidre and what's all about. We'll talk about that, Bezus Hashem, after we finish Sif Hei. Sif Beis. Kshashat Zoymer Berech HaShechiyanu, when the Shliach Tzibur says the Baruch of Shechiyanu, Yechavim Lahoytzi Yisat Tzibur. You should have in mind to be mighty the Tzibur, the Baruch of Shechiyanu. You have to say a Shechiyanu for the Yom Tov. Normally, we say Shechiyanu in a Kiddush by most Yom Tovs, by Sukkot, by Pesach, by Shavuos. But since we're not making Kiddush Yom Kippur at night, because it's also to drink or eat, so therefore, we're going to say, the Baruch is said in Shul Shechiyanu. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Nachon Shashamei Yechavin Shaloi Yotzei B'Birchas Hashatz. It's better that a person should not be Yotzei with the bracha that the Shliach Tzibur is making. He should have in mind specifically not to be Yaitzeh with that bracha. It's better he should say the bracha of Shechiyanu by himself quietly. And he should finish the bracha of Shechiyanu before the Shliach Tzibur finishes the bracha, so that he can answer Amen on the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur as well. So even though the Chazan can be mighty others and answer Amen, but it's better to do the bracha yourself. And therefore, have in mind that you don't want to be yaitzi with the Shliach Tzibur's bracha. V'anashim shebirchu badlokas ne'er shechiyanu, and the women who they made a shechiyanu when they lit the candles for Yom Kippur, v'chein ish imhidlik uberech al shechiyanu, or same too, a man who's not married and he's lighting his own candles for shechiyanu as he's required. So lo yivarchu ata shechiyanu. So they should not make the bracha shechiyanu in shul because the shechiyanu is for the yomtiv. They already made a bracha on the yomtiv when they lit candles, so they should not say a second bracha shechiyanu at shul after kol nidre. Siv gimel. Leil yom kippurim v'yomai yom kippur by night and the following day. Oymim baruch shem kvod malchus lo'olam vayed b'kol ram. We say Baruch Shem Kvar Malchuso out loud. Normally, when we say Kriya Shema, we say it quietly, but since on Yom Kippur we're Medama to Malachim, we make ourselves similar to the Malachim, and Malachim would say that out loud, so we say it out loud as well. Sif Dalid. Yesh Sha'indim al Aglayim b'chol Seder Tfilas Avis v'chol Ayoyim. There are some people that stand the entire Ma'ariv, as well as the entire day by all the Tfilas the following day of Yom Kippur. And if they find that they're getting weak, they could lean on something. The Tama Amida, and the reason why they stand up for the whole davening, again, to be similar to the Malachim. Therefore, the women, they don't have to stand because women don't make themselves similar to Malachim. It's something that it's the men are supposed to do, which is another reason why the women don't wear a kittel, only the men do, because that's also an inyan of being medama to the Malachim, and therefore it's only men that wear it. Misha amad pam achas al das lasis ken kol yamav. Someone who stood by the davenings on Yom Kippur with the intent that he's going to do this his entire life and always stand up by davening by Yom Kippur. Now he wants to back off from that. He doesn't want to stand every year by Yom Kippur. Tzarech hatorah. He needs to do hatorah sedarim. Sifhei. Yesh noegin lolun beveis haknesis. The people that have a minhag to sleep over in the shul on Yom Kippur night. V'loy mashias is hishpachis kol halayla. To say praises to Hashem the entire night. K'shetzarech lishana, when they have to take a nap, have to go to sleep a little bit. Yachik is atzim in Aron HaKadosh. They should not sleep near the Aron HaKadosh. They should distance themselves a little from the Aron HaKadosh because of Hafachah, because if they're mafiach, so then that's not covered to the Aron HaKadosh. V'chazanim lo ye'orgu. But the chazanim, the shliach, who is going to be a shliach tzibur, they should not do this practice of staying up the whole night. Because they'll kill their voice that way. When you're up the whole night, your voice is not the same, and then you won't be able to lead the tzibur and the davening in an uplifting manner. Koidem Ashkiva, before one goes to bed, Yoimer Dalad Mizmari Tehillim, you should say the first four kapitloch Tehillim before he goes to sleep on Yom Kippur night. Because saying those four kapitloch of Tehillim, that's something that saves someone from Tumas Keri. Because in the first four kapitloch of Tehillim, there's a total of 306 words. The Dam is one, and we add to that the number four, because there are four kapitloch of Tehillim. So the actual words plus the number of kapitloch, that adds up to 310. Kaminyan Keri, which is the same gematria as the word Keri. Kof is 100, Resh is 200, Yud is 10, that's 310. V'roshei v'soifei ha-mizmorim, and if you take the first letter and the last letter of the four kapitloch, Oyla Kof Chavav, that number adds up to 126. V'dal mizmorim, and again, we add the number four, because there are four kapitloch, a koilo biyachad oila kuf lamid alva, and then we add the koilo one for all of them together. As we know in gematrias, we can add one for the whole grouping, so we get all together with that calculation 131 kaminyan samoil, which is the same gematria as the word samoil, which is the sar, which is the satan. Yechavin lesalkom alva, and the kavanah is that we want to get the satan away from us, and therefore that's why those four kapitloch Apiasoid are masugal for doing this and for making this work out. V'toiv shelo yisatef b'karim k'sasayis hamachamim. It's good that a person should not wrap himself with different blankets and cushions that'll cause him to be very warm. V'al kalponim lo yichaser aglav. He should at least keep his legs uncovered. Again, the reason is he shouldn't come to Tumas Keri. To discuss a little bit about what Kol Nidre is all about, I'll quote from the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nedarim, Yoredeya, Simen Reish Yud Aleph Sif Beis. Shulchan Aruch says from the Gemara, Misha Hisna V'yamar Kol Nidre She'edua Adzman Ploini Yu B'Talim. If someone says any neder that I'll make until a certain future date will be batal, V'nada B'Seich Hazman, and now he said you did a neder during that time. He said for the next 3 months, any neder I make is considered batal. And then a month into that, you made a neder. If you remember that you made this condition that all your nedarim will be batal, and you remembered that when you made this neder, so nidroi kayim. So then the neder is considered a real neder, and it's a good, outstanding neder. Sharei mevatel tanoi b'shas shenoida, because you were aware of your condition that you made, and you still nevertheless made the neder. So therefore, it was like you mevatel your condition, your tanoi is batal when you made the neder. V'm enu zaychel tanoi. Let's say you didn't remember that you made this tanoi a month ago, saying that any neder you make will be batal. B'shas neder, when you made the neder, you didn't remember it. Hatnai kayim. So then your condition that you made, that any neder that you will make will be batal, that's a valid condition and it holds true. But neder batal, therefore the neder is batal. V'yesh oimim, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Some say, shein hatnai moyel levatal neder, that the condition does not help to be mevatal the neder. Ela im kein yizkerenu tarkdei dibur. Only if you remember that condition, tarkdei dibur, of when you made the neder. V'yomer b'libay, and you say in your heart, shusoymech al tnai, that you're relying on the tnai. V'yesh lochush l'tabem. We have to worry about that shita. So again, according to the second opinion, which Shulchan Aruch says is the one we should concern ourselves about, is that if a person says any neder I'm going to make up, let's say the next 3 months, it should be batal if you remembered the tanai and you decide to make the neder anyway. So the neder is a good neder and it counts. If you forgot, you made the neder not remembering the tanai, and then you sometime later, 5 seconds later, you remembered the tanai, it's still a good neder. The neder remains. Only if you remember Terech Dei Dibur, the time it takes to say Shom Alecha Rebbe, if you remember it in that short period of time, right after you made the neder, ooh, I remember I made a tanai that all my nedarim are batal, so only in that case, it would be batal. So now I'll read from Tosfos in Masechta Nedarim, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. It says like this, Mitoy Shmaitin, from this Gemara, Moichik Rabbeinu Tam, Mashakosu B'machzorim B'chol Nidrei, Rabbeinu Tam, he would change the Nusach that's written in the Machzorim, where it says, Kol Nidrei Miyoyim HaKippurim, Sha'ova Yoyim HaKippurim Haba, Aleinu L'Toiva. In the Machzorim, by Rabbeinu Tam's time, it would say that you call all the Nedarim, that they're going to be matir, that's from Yom HaKippurim Shavar, from the last Yom Kippur till this coming in a few minutes coming Yom Kippur. Asvurim heim, and they hold Shmatir Nedarim Mishon Shavra. That so people are, they're thinking that now they're being matir neder for all the Nedarim that they did in the past year. They're saying Yom HaKippurim Shavar Yom HaKippurim Abolein L'Toyva. V'toyin, but they're mistaken. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Chado, one reason, v'chol atayis nedarim boi charotu mikara v'chol apachis. By whenever you're being matir neder in hilchas atayis nedarim, you have to have remorse that you made the neder. You have to wish that you didn't make it. V'arei ein anu paischin b'shum charotu. And here, when we're doing kol nidre, it doesn't say anything of why we have charotu for the neder that we made. So we're missing that aspect, that important ingredient in order to have a valid Hataras Nedarim. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says that how can you say that this works for Hataras Nedarim for the past Nedarim that we made when there's no Charata, which is a requirement? V'oid, and more, he says, the boy Yochid Mumcha Gimel HaJoytis. In order to be Matan Neder, you need a Mumcha who's an expert in Hilchas Nedarim, or at least 3 regular people, which will serve as a basin. Balaka, and we don't have that. We don't have 3 people standing in front of us that we're telling this to. V'yayid, and more says Rabbeinu Tam, here in Tosfos, Shalacha k'rab papa, duhu baswad. Allah is like Rab Papa, who, to Amar b'pek sholech, who says, Sarech lefayit neder, that you have to spell out the neder. You have to tell the dayan that you're getting hataras nedarim from what the neder was. V'achein loyav dinin hachi, and when we do hataras nedarim by kol nidre, we don't say what neder we're talking about that we're asking to have hatara on. And also, a person is not allowed to be matter their own neder. A person has to be matir neder and have in front of dayanim. So how could it be that we're being matir our neders from the past year when we don't have any of these multiple ingredients that are needed in order to effectuate a halachic hataras nedarim that will work? So therefore, it appears to Rabbeinu Tam lagia that you should change what it says in the Siddurim, and you should write Yom Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Haba Aleinu L'Toyva. That not that you should say Yom Kippurim Sha'ava Ad Yom Kippurim Haba. You should say that you're being Matan Neder from Yom Kippurim Zeh, from this coming Yom Kippur, till the next Yom Kippur, which is like the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Gemara that he's talking about, that if you make a Tanai, that your Nedarim, that any Neder you make in the future, to a certain date, won't be valid. That'll work. And so that's what Rabbeinu Tam says is what we should be doing on Yom Kippur, by Kol Nidre. Not being saying what we did in the past year, those Nedarim being Matir. No, we were saying that any Nedarim that we make in the future coming year, those should be Batal. Nedarim Shal Shona Habohu De Sharinun. And that's the coming year's Nedarim are what we're being Matir. Now the Rosh on the same Gemara, so he says like this. He brings down Rabbeinu Tam's points. He says, "Mi unira." However, it's kaminig. It seems to me that we shouldn't change the nusach in Kol Nidre. We should keep it to the minig, hakadmoinim of the kadmoinim. The lashon Kol Nidre moichiach shniskan al nedoyim shavu aleim the shana shavu. That it seems pretty clear from the nusach that Kol Nidre was made to for the Nedarim of this past year. Not like Rabbeinu Tam that it's for the future year, but no, it's for the Nedarim that's for the past year. And we're asking for Hatara for the Nedarim that were made over the past year because we want to save ourselves from the Einish. We're going to have now Chasimus Adin. We don't want to have a punishment for the Nedarim that were made during the past year. Therefore, we say it three times. Usually when you get When you get a Hatara, when during Hataras Nedarim, it says Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. So that's why we say Kol Nidre three times. And we also say at the end that Venislach Chodas Bnei Yisrael, Kitzrichin Kapara, Al Oysan Sha'avu. So because we need those who were over the Nedarim, they need a Kapara. So that's why we say Venislach Chodas Bnei Yisrael. So it must be that the Nusach is correct and we're being Matir the Nedarim of the past year. And this that Rabbeinu Tam said, what do you mean? You have to say why you're remorseful, why you wouldn't have made that neder. Anan Sahadi says the Rosh, we can all agree, Shakom Mishab al Nidroi who mischired. Anyone who was over his neder, that he made a neder and he didn't keep it, of course he has charata that he made the neder because he doesn't want to get in trouble. Kedeli not so miyainish because he wants to save from the einish. Umashik should be in shloisha hedyotis, and this day he says that you need at least three people for a beisdin. We have the whole zippers there. Ish levadoi belachash, each one by himself. And the chazan also, he's saying it in front of the kol also. So we always have in a group, and sure we always have three people. And this the Rapapa said that you have to specifically say what the neder was to the dayan. That's if a person is going to a chacham and he's asking him to be matir's neder. Well, I know that I'll do a mitzvah because maybe the person made a neder to do a mitzvah, a bar mitzvah. And the chacham won't be matir him. But over here, it wouldn't be a problem. It seems from the Rosh. So we have two opinions on what the nusach should be for Kol Nidre. So the Radbaz was asked the question. It's in Chelek Dalid Simon Lamed Gimel. Shailo, he says, Al Kol Nidre Shugin Loima Blel Yom Kippurim. The Kol Nidre that we say on Yom Kippur night. Lefish Yesh Misha Kasav Yisai B'Loshan Avar. Yesh Misha Kasav Yisai B'Loshan Asid. Some Achzayim say a past tense. So that it goes that we're being Matir Neder Nedarim from the past year. And there are some that say that it's B'Loshan Asid. That being matir the nedarim that we will be making over the next year. Who should we be samechon or ma inyan hatarzu? And what is this hatara all about? So he says, tshuva davaza machleikis g'day lohi. It's a big machlekes. Mimais ha-goinim, from the times of the goinim, v'ad ha-achroinim, all the way through to the achroinim. Yesh mi shiraya shiayim el-shavam, yesh mi shiayim el-labam. There are different opinions. Some say it goes in the past, in the darim, some in the future. Yesh mi shisayve, and there is, there are those that hold, she'en roi lo'im ha-klal, that we shouldn't say that at all, because then people will be lax in making the dharm, because they'll think, oh, I'm always going to do Hatas Nadarm every Yom Kippur anyway, so I could already do what I want with the dharm. Yechenu isi minig, I'm the star of him in Mitzrayim. He said, I also saw this minig in Mitzrayim. Shein oim in my say, that they don't say kol nidre at all. And I also didn't see the Rambam say this. But Tam shall call svara svara kosub chal paisim. And all their reasons are mentioned, and we read it out loud, Rabbeinu Tam's reason and the Rosh's reason. Now, the Baz says, Mashani ragil, hulay ma'isay b'loshan avar v'asid. The Baz says, I do both. I say the past tense and future tense. Umiskaven lahati masha avar, and I have kavana to be mate the darim that we already said from the past year. Umasha asid, and what will be in the future. And this is the lashon I say from the past Yom Kippur to this coming Yom Kippur. V'im timer. And if you want to ask, even b'shana sha'avah batal la'asid lama yate b'shana zu. So if last year I said any neder I'm going to make in the future year is going to be batal, so why do you have to say now whatever I did last year? You already were mati them. So la'ikash shaklau. Because why do you have to say the second year includes in the Dharma you said in the past year if they were already batal? He says, because in case you remembered the Tanai when you made the Neder, so then we say that the Tanai was batal like we learned in the Shulchan Aruch. So if you were even them, so this second Hatara will help to take away from the Einish. And we shouldn't worry that people are going to be lax in the Dharm thinking that you can always be mad to everything. Because they're not coming to ask a Chacham to be mad to the Neder. That's not what's going on here in Shul now. And they're not checking out with other people. Most people think this is just part of the davening. It's part of what's printed in the Siddur. And they won't come to be mezazel in nedarim. And he ends off, "V'lo yale al daitchem shiyol hetezel l'mashem ben adam l'chaveru klal." Person should not even think that this hatas nedarim helps anyone that made a neder to another person that he's going to do something. Kvar yichu b'zeh paiskim, and the paiskim already talked about this. And again, basically, the Ramon and Siman Reish Yud Aleph, the end of Sif Aleph, ends up that one should not rely on and this Hataras Nedarim. If a person really made a neder, he needs to go to get a valid Hataras Nedarim lefi the halacha, and the Hataras Nedarim that he's making by Erev Yom Kippur is in general not sufficient at all for a true neder. Kol Tov.